14 years after its entry into force, the mine ban treaty has recorded commendable achievements with real dividends measured on the ground, according to the UN office in Geneva's acting director, Michael Moeller. The Mine Ban Treaty, or the 1997 Convention on the Prohibition of the Use, Stockpiling, Production, and Transfer of Anti-Personnel Mines and on their Destruction, is an international agreement that bans anti-personnel landmines. It's also referred to as the Ottawa Convention. Mr. Moeller read a statement on behalf of the UN Secretary General at the opening of the annual meeting. Lives have been saved, roads and airports have been cleared, schools have been reopened, land has been returned to agricultural use, and refugees and displaced persons have returned safely to their homes, he noted. However, Mr. Moeller warned, the convention's goals are not entirely fulfilled, and anti-personnel mines continue to maim and kill.
In 2013, the use of anti-personnel mines was reported in Syria, Myanmar, and in Nagorno-Karabakh, one territory and two states that are not party to the treaty and have acted against the norm established by this convention. I add my voice to that of states that have condemned this use. I am also deeply concerned by the allegations of use reported this year in Turkey, Sudan, South Sudan, and Yemen, all of which are parties to the convention. I urge these states to remember the commitments made under this treaty, never to use anti-personnel mines, and urge all other state parties to assist in the clarification of these allegations and act accordingly should such allegations be confirmed.
The mine use in Yemen is the first confirmed use of anti-personnel mines by a treaty member state. A total of 161 states have joined the treaty, including the vast majority of states that at one time produced anti-personnel mines and most of the world's mine-affected countries. At least three state parties have missed their stockpile destruction deadlines, said Nobel Prize winner Ms. Jody Williams, who's also the special envoy for the international campaign to ban landmines. How the international community will respond to the alleged violations will be essential to the future of the mine ban movement, she underscored.
More land was cleared than ever before, and there was more resources than ever before put to mine action and victim assistance. At this stage of the game, I'm very proud to be able to say that the commitment is still there, and we're seeing it in deeds, not just nice words. But as the Secretary General pointed out, there are fissures, there are cracks in the accomplishments of the mine ban movement, the mine ban treaty, and its implementation.
So far, over 44.5 million stockpiled mines have been destroyed by the state parties, and millions of square meters of once dangerous lands have been released for normal human activity. Presiding over the meeting, Boujema Delmi, ambassador of Algeria to the United Nations in Geneva, said there was a lot to do to fully implement the mine ban treaty and to ensure states comply with the deadlines.
Il n'est pas encore temps de crier victoire.
It's too early to declare victory and to say that we have reached our objectives. Unfortunately, the suffering caused by anti-personnel mines remains a real threat to a significant portion of the world population who are unfortunate enough to find themselves in areas that have not been cleared by these instruments of war that cause irreversible handicaps and death to innocent people.
Ambassador Delmi told the mine ban community attending the meeting he relied on their support for the continuation of demining activities, the destruction of all the stockpiles, increased assistance to countries and victims of these weapons, and the universal ratification of the treaty. Jocelyn Zambira, United Nations.